I'm sure, just like everybody out there, I cannot believe it's December 3rd. I don't know how that happened. I don't even know where December went.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done?
I got all that done. Good. You know, in the fall term, it just seems like it just started. You know, August was yesterday. And, you know, and as everyone knows, we had a great ribbon cutting event for our pavilion, the Cook Pavilion, for the expansion. And we've had numerous, an open house, a sneak peek, numerous tours. We've had hundreds of people come to our campus and check out the new space and check out what we're doing with our degree programs, meeting all our faculty, our deans, and the staff. And it's just been crazy, and it's been fun.
Well, you wouldn't want it any other way. It's an exciting time, and that's what comes with it, where you've got people streaming through there and seeing what's happening and what's going on. So the ribbons have been cut. The houses have been open.
Right.
The first semester is getting ready to end. That means, well, obviously, the next semester is right around the corner. Do you still have stuff for spring that we can get enrolled with?
We absolutely do. So classes start just like IU does on January 11th, so it's not too late to come in and get enrolled. And everybody's available to help. You know, we have staff to help with advising, to complete an application, staff to talk to you about financial aid, just to help you figure out what kind of classes you're interested in. And, of course, you know, we'll take you over to the new part of the building, the campus.
Yeah, show you where you get to hang out.
Exactly. And it is, I'm so excited for students. It's such a student learning center area that all the services that they need are on one floor right there. And I think they'll find that it's a real home, and they'll have a really great time. They just need to show up and come and let us help them out.
I don't want to be alarmist, but obviously with all the press you've had in the last 6 to 9 months, really, and getting the open house and getting the building up and ready to go, I would guess the enrollment or the interest would be sky high through the roof.
We're getting lots of people interested. You know, like even our sneak peek in the open house had a lot of people that had no idea about the different degree programs that we offered. And, you know, of course that's exciting. I was there at the campus when we opened in 2002, the main campus,
right,
Connie and Steve Ferguson Academic Building. And when we opened the doors then, it was just like, wow. And, you know, you saw our enrollment grow, and We're very optimistic that that will happen, and super excited to show the place off and have people start looking at degrees and certificates in ways that they can possibly change their life, or they go from high school and start taking classes with us.
The angle I was heading down in this direction was, if you are thinking about next spring, you should probably think quicker, because with the added coverage, the added newness, you might, if you need classes at certain times to fit around your life or job schedule, we would suggest to get on that sooner than later because of the
heightened awareness.
Now, First Friday is tomorrow. Everybody loves Friday. You guys have some fun down at the Waldron Arts Center to kick that off the month of December.
We do. It's the final First Friday of the year, so tomorrow from 5 to 8. Not only will it be we're participating in First Friday like we always do, but it's our culmination of the centennial celebration that we've been doing all year long at the Waldron. And with that, we will have I know somebody in the fire department, but we're going to have a 1950s fire truck. I know a guy.
You know a guy.
I know a guy. And the whole team there, and they're so great. And they will be bringing a 1950s fire truck to exhibit in the fire bay. But, you know, it's just a culmination of a great year of different activities that we've done. Celebrating the centennial, and this final celebration will look back at the 100 years of Waldron as a community building. We're going to have exhibits in the gallery, the Education Gallery, showing some pictures of the city, of what it was like when it was City Hall, the police department, fire station, all those different things, the Bloomington Area Arts Council, and then now the college. So we're super excited, so come on out and help us celebrate. That's tomorrow from 5 to 8 at the Waldron.
Very nice. And how much does that cost again?
Zero.
Free. That was nothing.
Free. Going to be beautiful. I heard your forecast.
It is. So it's going to be gorgeous. Be 50 and sunshine, so you don't have to worry about shoveling or scraping or anything like that.
Nope.
And a couple days, the latter part of the 10-day forecast has a couple days in the 60s.
All right, we'll take that. We will totally take that.
You don't have to shovel sunshine, and you can't say that fast on the air either. Lifelong learning, it never ends at Ivy Tech, and there's some great ways. Hey, that'd make a nice holiday present too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we have a really cool class. It's the first time we've done this. I hope this is the first time we've done this because that's what I remember. But on Saturday, December 12th, we have a Christmas tea for 2 or 3 or 4, and it's for mothers, daughters, grandmothers, granddaughters, aunts, nieces, neighbors, all your female friends. It's going to be at the old farmhouse at Burton Kimball Farms, and it's just a way to just kind of get dressed up and have some tea and learn about holiday tablescapes and a bit about just how to have tea properly in the wonderland of Christmas. So hats and gloves are welcome. They're not required, but people can call Waldron or call us at the main campus and get enrolled for that class. It'll be fun.
62 degrees the forecast on that day.
Yeah, thank you.
62.
You already had that at the top of your head, huh?
Well, when it's 60s in December, I'll write those down. That's for sure. Jenny, Perfect. We appreciate your time as always. We're glad you're having a rockin' holiday season. We're glad the building is open and going. Exciting times at Ivy Tech. And we enjoy you getting caught up with you every Thursday. And we'll do it next week.
You got it.